Hare Krishna. It is the morning of the 8th, Monday, and it is the full moon day. And we are just preparing to go to Govardhan on Parikrama. We'll see how well I fare. Yesterday I went on Vrindavan Parikrama, but that's just a fraction of Govardhan Parikram. And unfortunately, the times are coming when I can't necessarily walk all the parikramas that I'm trying to organize or participate in. Anyway, I'm going to do my best, but we'll see how that actually ends up working out. In any case, we had some adventures. Adventures in Vrindavan are continuing. Yesterday we had a Vrindavan Parikrama, which I, as I mentioned, succeeded in doing. And the first day that we went, we had a couple of adventures. First adventure was that I had warned everyone that when you go downtown, take your glasses off. And I wasn't wearing any glasses either. And you may see on the pictures that I'm not wearing glasses. But there was one Dr. Gabor who, although he was taking off his glasses, he was also sometimes putting them on when he thought the coast was clear. So, but he was wrong when he came out of Radha Damodar Mandir. Then I was also startled. The monkey jumped on me and ripped off my garland. I didn't know that they were so desperate, they were so hungry that they needed a garland. So welcome to my marigold garland. But another one jumped on Bhakta Gabor, ripped off his glasses, and went on to proceed to munch them up and steal them. It was out of sight, so we couldn't even bargain to get it back. Anyway, good thing it was an old pair, and he's got a better pair. But at least he learned his lesson. That same morning, we had even more excitement. And that was that when we arrived, because it's very cold here, so we purchased heaters, blow heaters, a dozen of them, enough so that there was one in each room so the devotees wouldn't get sick. And so just like now, next day, I'm sitting here doing puja, and all of a sudden I hear these explosions going off one after another, and I recognize them to be electrical explosions. I thought first that they were in this house, but Nishan Bihari Ranada wasn't here, but it was just next door where the brahmacharis are all staying, where the men are all staying. And it was like a series of explosions. It sounded like fireworks were going off. And it was quite exciting. I couldn't go leave because I was taking care of Radha Damodar. But nonetheless, the whole cable connection to the building was on fire, was exploding, and the manager was out there or at least trying to put it out by hitting it with his chutter. And so it was quite an exciting event, and ultimately they succeeded. Of course, the electricity disappeared in the house, and we went on Parikram. They did manage to fix it in the evening, but the truth of the matter was that between all the power surge that the heaters caused, and that was the day after we arrived, so the devotees were jet lagging, very tired, and they were getting up late, and when they were taking their showers, between the power drain from the electrical water heaters and also these blow heaters, it was just too much. A good thing was that the manager took it all in stride, and so now the system is that devotees turn off their heaters when they're bathing, and only after the water is warmed up again do they turn the heaters back on. And that's a good system. It's cold, and yesterday it was somewhat a little foggy on our parikrama. Right now it's also foggy, so that makes it even more bone-piercing. But during the day, it's very, very pleasant. So we'll be taking a very long and casual walk around Govardhan. We're leaving here at 7 a.m., and we will be getting there at 8, picnicking at Anior, and then we'll walk. We don't plan to get back until 8, 4 or 5 in the evening. So I'm taking prasadam at that time. So that'll be a nice, long, peaceful parikrama, no rush. And hopefully no adventures, new adventures, but who knows, ultimately everything is in Radha Shyam Krishna Balaram's control, and especially now Giriraj Maharaj's control. So more tomorrow. Hare Krishna.